Hey, Thanksgiving this Thursday. Got everything? Plenty of cinnamon for your apple and pumpkin pies? If so, don't bother inviting the world's Patrick Cox.
Cinnamon is poison. I'm joking. It's just that I can't stand the taste. The bad news for me is that here in America, you can't escape cinnamon. And you can't escape the assumption that it's universally loved.
Everyone deserves ooey-gooey Pillsbury cinnamon rolls.
Why, it's as American as apple pie, except that you often can't taste the apples for the mounds of cinnamon. And before you think that I'm just some flavor-challenged outlier, I tell you, there are many of us, people who have moved here from countries where cinnamon isn't shoveled onto every fruit or pastry or stirred into every beverage. We people, we meet, we exchange notes, we invite each other to cinnamon-free soirees, we plot. And this holiday season, because of some news out of Denmark, we're excited. Danes are almost as cinnamon-obsessed as Americans. So they've not reacted kindly to a directive from the European Union, a directive that regulates cinnamon use. The version of cinnamon that mass-market bakers use contains a toxin called coumarin. Too much coumarin can damage the liver. How much is too much, though? According to the EU, it's a sliding scale. 15 milligrams per kilogram is the limit for regular baked goods. But if an item is deemed traditional or seasonal, you can pile on more than three times that amount of cinnamon, 50 milligrams per kilo. That should serve as a health warning for any food labeled traditional. Don't say I didn't warn you. Bakers in Denmark are beside themselves. But what those cinnamon backers must accept is that in Europe, cinnamon is now a controlled substance. Here in the US, the struggle continues in the face of unrelenting propaganda. For the world, I'm Patrick Cox.
Hello, Mother.
Hello.
We're the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
This is PRI.